Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Thanks for being with us on this Friday afternoon. Today we'll be talking about Perseverance Theater's recent and most recent offering here in Anchorage, the play called In the Next Room, or the Vibrator play written by Sarah Rule. We'll also be talking about a little fast-paced one-minute play festival they have going on during the same time that In the Next Room is playing. We have three people from Perseverance here today. We have Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager. Welcome to the show again, Josh.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Always great to have you here.
Thanks.
And we also have two actors from the show. We have Katie Jensen, who's playing the part of Annie. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you.
We also have James Sullivan, who's playing the part of Mr. Daldry. So welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's start with first this play, Sarah Rule's play, In the Next Room, or the Vibrator play, which is a pretty provocative title for a play. Who wants to give us just a brief overall view of what the play's about? Katie, you want to go ahead with that?
Well, the play is about not only just the invention of the vibrator and how it affects the doctor and his wife. It's a wonderful piece of magical theatricality, and it's been described as weird and wonderful. And it was inspired by the technology of orgasm and is historically accurate.
And before we go on, the play takes place in the 1800s.
In the 1880s.
1880s, right. So it's not a present-day play. It talks about the new discoveries of this new scientific device, the vibrator, right.
Not only the vibrator, but there's a lot of new inventions happening at this time. There's the electricity is coming into people's homes. And so there's a whole bunch of changes that are happening in society. Electricity changed life, like the internet changed our life. So that's kind of a big parallel, how there's a big paradigm shift in how the world worked, and also how men and women reacted to each other and understood each other. And it's about the diagnosis of hysteria. And hysteria was given a name by doctors for if women were having problems. That's the blanket diagnosis given to them, when it was actually an underlying, much deeper, could be miscommunications between couples. It could be depression, many different things. So what's fantastic to me about Sarah Rule's work is that it brings this magic theatricality, but also this miscommunication that is not just happening in the 1880s. It's happening today. There's all kinds of amazing parallels in the play. And in that miscommunication and in these hardships that the folks go through is where the comedy happens. You will find the most tragic moments in comedy, and because in the funniest moments in comedy, because people believe so sincerely what they're doing, and it's in their pursuit of those desires that they make mistakes that are pretty funny.
That sounds like a pretty funny play. Well, James, tell us about your character.
Well, my wife is one of those women who seems to be suffering, and I don't know what to do. She's suffering from hysteria. So I take her to the doctor, and the doctor says, no cause of alarm, don't worry, give me your wife, I'll take her into the operating room for a few minutes, and she'll be back to normal in no time at all. And during that period of time, I get to wait outside, I get to meet the doctor's wife, I get to walk around the grounds and experience all different types of things myself. That's probably the wonderful thing about Sarah Rule's play, is that I feel like every character, there's seven characters in the play, and all from different types. We have the nurse, and we have the wet nurse comes in because the doctor's wife is not producing milk adequately. This is the 1880s. Cholera is a very legitimate, very serious problem, and they want to make sure that the baby remains healthy. They've hired a wet nurse who happens to be also the maid in my house. So we've got a few minutes here to all these different moments of all these different people interacting in this home, either in the doctor's office where they're getting treatment, or in the parlor room where they're getting to talk to each other. It's a great play of discovery, and Sarah Rule's done a wonderful job taking these two very intimate moments, these two subject matters that we still have trouble talking about, sex and breastfeeding, which still kind of confound us in today's society. And she's taken these two very intimate things and wrapped a very funny play around them. It's been a lot of fun to be a part of.
This sounds great. For those just tuning in, this is KSKA Stage Talk. We're talking about Perseverance's latest play, In the Next Room, or the Vibrator play by Sarah Rule. We're talking with two of the actors from the play, Katie Jensen, who's playing the part of Annie, and James Sullivan, who's playing the part of Mr. Daldry. We also have Josh Lohman here, who is the Anchorage General Manager of Perseverance Theater. And I know we have a lot of things going on, so I want to touch base on the One Minute Play Festival, too. Just jump from here to there for a second.
And sure, no problem.
This happens on the dark nights, Monday and Tuesday night.
Yeah, on Monday and Tuesday, the dark nights of the show, so we get to get on the stage. So we've got this gorgeous Victorian stage that we're going to be doing these One Minute Plays on. And I'm really lucky. I wrote a couple of them, and this is my first year directing a set, so I'm really excited about that.
And James is in one of them, too, right?
Yeah, James is in one of mine. Another one of the actors, Enrique, Vibrator Play, is directing a set that James is going to be in. It's a lot of fun because there's just so many people involved. We've got actors from all over town here. I think it's close to 50 actors altogether. It's crazy just the amount of people that we're getting. So many just people in Anchorage Theater that we're going to get in one room. It's kind of thrilling.
And those who haven't experienced this before, these are one-minute plays.
Yeah, there's going to be, it's close to 80 one-minute plays. And no more than 1 minute, because actually some of them end up a little shorter. Like I've got 8 plays in my, they like to call them clumps for whatever reason. But it is some of them are only 30 seconds long, and they're quick. It just keeps going. And one of the really kind of magical things that Dominic does is Dominic DeAndre, the coordinator or founder of 1 Minute Play Festival, kind of finds themes, and because we have all these writers that have written all of these one-minute plays, and then themes sort of emerge out of it. You as you're reading them, different things that are kind of on people's minds. So you see a chunk about fishing. You see a chunk about snow or lack thereof. You see a chunk about outdoors, or in my case, another chunk about cell phones, which still seem to be on people's mind. Which kind of it's getting to the point where it's kind of just been so much, but there's a couple in mind that I think are just absolutely brilliant that I haven't seen before. And it's just all these little things that just kind of percolate that are just floating around the universal consciousness of a city and kind of just blobs out on the stage. And
you know, what's interesting about this, Katie mentioned a moment ago about how the next room really highlights some of the issues we have today in another time period, but we still get to see ideas that are happening today. And it sounds like the One Minute Play Festival also does the same thing in a sense of trying to find this collective consciousness.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
In two different ways, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Did you plan that?
It just happened.
It's magic. It's the magic of theater.
Well, Katie, I want to go back to you for a second, too, because we didn't get to talk about your character, Annie. Who is your, and I'm just jumping around here, so sorry about that, but Annie, tell us about Annie.
Oh, Annie is a very interesting character. She's she is the doctor's nurse. So she is with these women in the next room as they experience their treatments. But she's also a midwife, and nurses in the 1880s did all sorts of things. But it's unusual that she specialized to this one doctor. And she does experience some unrequited love. So she's quite an interesting character, and I do love playing her.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You mentioned In the Next Room, and I imagine a lot of the comedy comes from people in one room hearing things in the next room. Is that part of the comedy?
It is.
Definitely is part of it, yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, yes. Looking in the keyhole, trying to figure out what's happening in the next room. You're hearing some sounds. My God, what's going on in there? You know?
And what's great is the audience can see what's going on in the next room, but the other characters in the other room can't.
Well, it sounds like both these shows are really fun to do. Perseverance Theater presenting In the Next Room, or the Vibrator Play by Sarah Rule, opening tonight and running through next weekend. And then the third annual Alaska One Minute Play Festival, performing on Monday and Tuesday night, also in the same space.
Same Sydney Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank my guests today, Josh Lohman, Katie Jensen, and James Sullivan. Thanks for being on the show, and have fun this week.
We will.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. UAA Department of Theater and Dance is presenting Stalky the Boogeyman, adapted by Marcus Potter and David Holthouse, based on the story by David Holthouse, presenting in the Harper Studio Theater in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. The show runs through April 24th, with curtain times on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. And running just this weekend, New Dances 2016 will be performing on the main stage, also in the Fine Arts Building. Curtain times for New Dances 2016 are 8 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and 6 p.m. on Sunday. For more information about both of these events, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/theaterandDance. And speaking of dance, Momentum Dance Collective is presenting In Pieces tonight and tomorrow night at the Voth Hall in the Performing Arts Center. Curtain is at 7:30 for both shows. For more information, please visit MomentumDance.org. It's the last weekend to catch Valley Performing Arts production of the heartwarming play On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson. Curtain times are tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit AlaskaPerformingArts.org. And it's also the last weekend for Anchorage Dinner Theater's Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp, performing in the Anchorage Lofts Hotel. Curtain time is tonight at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 7 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit centertix.net. Cyrano's Theater Company is presenting Gina Gianfrido's Pulitzer-nominated play, Rapture, Blister, Burn, running through April the 24th, with curtain times Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit cyrano's.org. Anchorage Opera is presenting Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera, The Mikado, opening tonight at 8 p.m. and running Saturday, tomorrow at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For more information, please visit alaskaopera.org. And finally, Perseverance Theater is presenting two options for theatergoers this week. Opening tonight is Sarah Rule's In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, which will play this weekend, and then Wednesday through Sunday, April the 24th, in the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the PAC. And then on Monday and Tuesday, they will present the third Alaska One-Minute Play Festival, also in the Sydney Lawrence Theater. For more information, please visit ptalaska.org. Well, that's it for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.